What else has been amazing, Chris, is that we've had a test match special introduction to the press box today.
I think that's one of the fulfillments of my life's ambitions, Gordon, to come here this afternoon on a gloriously sunny afternoon at Hartlepool, and you stood there with a rich chocolate cake there ready for us to eat. Very kind listeners that have sent it in, haven't they?
I feel like Henry Blofeld.
So all we need to see now is a red bus going behind the back of that stand, and it will be just like Test Match Special, won't it?
Thank you very much indeed to Greens On Screen, and it says on behalf of Argyle supporters around the world who have been able to listen to our commentaries this season, a chocolate cake with footballs all along, and Chris and I couldn't divulge it all ourselves, so we've shared it with the good folk of the Hartlepool media.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think it's Steve at Greens On Screen, isn't it? Thanks,
yes.
Steve. Very nice cake, and the press box here, which is bulging at the seams today, is the Vowjaw cake very nicely, so thank you very much for that. Gordon, well, I've got a chance, because sometimes at the end of the games it gets a little bit frantic, but as it's the last away game of the season, I'd like to say how much I've enjoyed working with you this season. We've had a few laughs along the way, and I'm sure on behalf of all the listeners, home and away, I'm sure they'd all like me to say congratulations on what a great job you've done this season. We've had a good laugh, been a great season for Argyle, and let's hope the last away game of the season, the team give us something, just one more thing to shout about, and we have a good afternoon up here at Victoria Park.
That's very kind, Chris, thank you, but you know what good company you are during the games as well. And I'm sure we can all reciprocate that with the way that you've covered Argyle in the Herald this season, and looking forward to that big pullout next week. So much memorabilia to use as keepsakes, and you've certainly played a very important part in the lives of Argyle supporters this season following the Greens.